Support for this podcast and the following message come from Humana. Employees are the heartbeat of your business. That's why Humana offers group dental, vision, life, and disability plans designed to protect them. Exceptional service, broad networks, and modern benefits. That's the power of human care.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. The Supreme Court appears to be skeptical of claims by former President Donald Trump that he has absolute immunity from prosecution. Chief Justice John Roberts, among at least five members of the court, who seem to be inclined to reject the concept of total immunity on the part of a sitting president, a position that crossed ideological lines and echoed here by fellow Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson.
Let me put this worry on the table. If the potential for criminal liability is taken off the table, wouldn't there be a significant risk that future presidents would be emboldened to commit crimes with abandon while they're in office?
However, it also appears the court's conservative majority could be ready to limit the scope of the case against Trump, possibly sending the matter back to a lower court to sort out. That has the potential to delay a trial on charges of election interference until after the November election. 17 Republican-led states filed a federal lawsuit today challenging a recent Biden administration rule that related to pregnant workers. As NPR's Selena Simmons-Duffin reports, the lawsuit asserts the rule would force employers to provide leave for workers to get abortions.
The Pregnant Workers Fairness Act passed Congress with bipartisan support in 2022 and took effect last year. Last week, the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission published a final rule with details on how to implement that law, which is set to take effect in June. But a group of Republican attorneys general in 17 states have sued in federal court to stop it. They point to a list of conditions that could be encompassed by the phrase pregnancy, childbirth, or related medical conditions, which includes miscarriage, stillbirth, or abortion. They say that amounts to a, quote, abortion accommodation mandate, unquote, and are asking for a hold on the rule pending judicial review. Selena Simmons-Duffin, NPR News.
United Methodists from around the world, meeting at their general conference in Charlotte, North Carolina, have voted on steps that could end the church's ban on LGBTQ clergy and same-sex weddings. NPR's Jason DeRose reports the move involves restructuring one of the largest Protestant denominations.
The proposal, called regionalization, essentially would allow different geographic regions, North America, Europe, Africa, and the Philippines, to make their own rules about ministry. It passed by 78% and still needs to be ratified by local annual conferences in the coming year. By breaking apart the Methodist Church in this way, it's far more likely that its ban on same-sex marriage and LGBTQ clergy could be lifted in the U.S. and possibly Europe. Meanwhile, a separate proposal to remove restrictive language globally is on the agenda for this United Methodist Conference next week. Jason DeRose, NPR News.
Stocks closed lower today as investors worried about a potentially toxic combination of slowing economic growth and rising inflation. The Dow fell 375 points. This is NPR. New rules from the Environmental Protection Agency are aimed at making it more costly for coal or gas-fired power plants to pollute. The rules unveiled today require such plants capture smokestack emissions or shut down. The EPA guidelines are aimed at reducing greenhouse gas emissions from the burning of fossil fuels and are a key part of the Biden administration's pledge to eliminate carbon pollution from electricity generation by 2035. The European Union has approved a resolution calling for more safeguards against Russian influence on its democracy. As Terry Schultz reports, it comes amid multiple claims of lawmakers taking cash bribes to promote pro-Kremlin views.
In the last voting session of this EU Parliament's five-year mandate, lawmakers approved a lengthy resolution criticizing Russian efforts to interfere in the bloc's political processes ahead of Europe-wide elections that will choose a new legislature in June. Belgium, as the primary seat of the parliament, has already opened an investigation into allegations that some members have colluded with the Kremlin and accepted cash payments to, for example, give interviews praising Moscow and suggesting Ukraine should lose the war. The resolution calls for more security training for the more than 700 lawmakers who will be elected and for their staffs, including background checks on anyone who will have access to sensitive information. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz in Brussels.
While U.S. lawmakers approving a measure that would require TikTok's Chinese owners to sell the popular video sharing app or face a U.S. ban, the company appears to be prepared for a legal battle. TikTok's Chinese parent company ByteDance indicating it has no intention of selling. Many observers say Chinese authorities are unlikely to allow the sale. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.
This message comes from NPR sponsor, the Capital One Venture X Card. Earn unlimited 2X miles on everything you buy. Plus, get access to a $300 annual credit for bookings through Capital One Travel. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. Details at CapitalOne.com.